And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, when you believed you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Ephesians 1 verses 13 through 14. And that today is what I want to talk to you guys about. The fact that when you give your life to Christ, you are marked with a seal, and the Holy Spirit now can enter you and help steer you down the righteous path that God has presented for you to follow. And that's what we're going to talk to today about, you guys, on this episode of the Dial for Jesus podcast. The reason that I wanted to cover this topic today is because the whole reason I even have this podcast, the whole reason I've, you know, been going down my journey on speaking the gospel and speaking the word on TikTok, YouTube, and everything is because I realized the Holy Spirit has been guiding me to do so. That still voice in the back of my mind that's saying, record a video. Put it out there, share it with as many people as you can. And me finally understanding that that voice that's compelling me to do these things is indeed the Holy Spirit himself. And learning to trust in the Holy Spirit's guidance. And it really comes down to meditating on scripture and the word of God. And really, like I was talking about in the first episode, rebuilding my love of Christ and rebuilding a actual relationship between me and Christ myself now as an adult versus when it was, you know, instilled in me as a child. So now I finally feel like at the age of 27, I probably am learning how to hear when the Holy Spirit is actually speaking to me and guiding me, because the person that I am hasn't changed too much. I just became a better version of who I naturally am. You know, I can reflect now and realize that the Holy Spirit has saved me time and time again throughout my life and has steered me down a proper direction. But in those times, I didn't know that it was the Spirit. I just felt that things never got as bad as they could have because something guided me in the proper direction and saved me from a lot of situations. And now with me devoting my life to Christ, I know that the Holy Spirit is speaking to me now more than ever because I'm eliminating a lot of the distractions, a lot of the earthly values, a lot of the things that would normally silence that voice is now being silenced themselves. So the Holy Spirit is speaking louder than ever. And I am just so joyous in really understanding now the fruits of the Spirit, you know, being love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And it's crazy how true the Bible is, because anybody that feels that they truly are walking with the Holy Spirit and have the Holy Spirit within them, you really do experience all that. The amount of love I just feel on a daily basis, the amount of love I have for myself now, for my friends, my family, and for strangers is greater than it's ever been before. The amount of peace within me, waking up and, you know, just being happy to be alive, being happy to be around the people I'm around, You know, like, even if I get into an argument with my wife, with my friends, coworkers, or anything, there's still a sense of peace of knowing, like, I love these people. And, yeah, you know, we may disagree on certain things, but the fact that you're alive, the fact that I'm alive, the fact that I get to see you matters way more than any small argument. You know, finding peace and knowing that I might or you might work a job that we don't really care to be at, and it's not going to be the last stop for us on our journey working these places, but still finding a sense of peace, the fact that we have a job, the fact that we can support ourselves and our family. So much peace from the Holy Spirit. You know, the faith you have in God now that you can trust in Him, you know, the self-control, not giving into your impulses, your desires, so many things, you guys. And that goes into another thing that I want to speak about today, because it goes hand in hand with the fact that the Holy Spirit truly is guiding my life and guiding me in a direction. And I feel called to use my voice to speak the word, to speak the gospel, and to create a community, whether it's on YouTube, TikTok, or here on the podcast. And I want to talk about self-control right now, because I've always been one to fast, but the Spirit has been guiding me to read more scripture, and it led me to realize the importance of fasting with prayer. And I say that to say, the Holy Spirit has been guiding me to make this podcast, do these videos, so I'm already trusting in the Spirit to guide me. A couple weeks ago, when I started uploading my TikTok videos to my YouTube channel, I had like 30 subscribers on YouTube. And I was already happy with that, because the Spirit is saying, like, hey, out of the blue, the Spirit just told me one day when I'm just hanging out in my room, you need to upload the TikTok videos to YouTube. After that, I prayed to God to show me whether or not doing the YouTube channel, doing TikTok, and starting the podcast were the right direction for me and were a good way for me to serve the Lord. And the Spirit kept guiding me to videos and to parts of scripture that always stress prayer and fasting, because I was already planning on doing a fast, but mainly just to lose a couple pounds and, you know, start getting back into the gym and get healthy. So the Spirit directed me to start praying while I fast. So I uploaded, you know, some videos to YouTube, and I did a 4-day fast. And throughout the 4-day fast, I was praying that God show me, you know, if this is what I can do to serve Him. And within the first 2 days of my 3-to-4-day fast, I went from 30 subscribers on YouTube to a little over 200, which for me was like, wow, that's incredible. And I told my wife earlier before then that my goal for the year was to have 500 subscribers on my YouTube channel. Within the third day of my fast in prayer, I had over 500 subscribers. One of my videos hit over 30,000 views. And then all of a sudden I have a bunch of comments. I'm talking to people, you know, having conversations, and people are sitting thanking me for the word. And I'm like, wow, like, you guys don't have to thank me. Thank the Spirit, because the Spirit's the one that told me to record these videos. The Spirit's the one that told me to put them on YouTube now. And the Spirit's the one that told me to pray and fast about it so that God could show me if this is what I need to be doing. Within a week, you guys, I had over, you know, 1,400 subscribers on my YouTube channel. Right now, I'm at like 1,500. And that's a testament to show that fasting and prayer truly are a beautiful thing when you do them together, and that when the Spirit tells you to do something and you have the clarity of mind to properly hear it and follow it, how quickly you will actually see that your seeds will bear fruit. So the Spirit today told me to wake up and, you know, start recording the podcast and kind of getting used to, you know, doing this more often. And I was like, all right, let's do it. You know, so I didn't really plan. I think the first episode, I kind of had bullet points of directions I want to go. This episode is a little bit more free flowing because I really just want to speak from the heart about just how the Spirit has been guiding me and making me feel. And that's exactly what it is. Like, I just woke up today and I knew I need to do an episode. I have the house to myself right now. And what I really wanted to talk about was the Spirit, because all the fruits I have now, the confidence in my faith, you know, the confidence of truly putting myself out there. In one of my latest YouTube videos, I even said that 99% of the people that are watching my videos, I don't know what they look like. I don't know what they sound like. I don't know where they live, anything. But they all know my face. They know my voice. And that's a testament to the bravery that the Spirit has instilled in me to put myself out there, to put my voice out there, and to put my faith out there in the name of the Lord. And it's been very rewarding because I've, you know, talked to so many people. I've given some people my emails because they wanted to just talk to me in private. And it's been very refreshing. And I thank God, because I'm like, you really setting me up and putting me in a position. And it was so fast. And I believe it's because through prayer and fasting, I showed the Lord that I have that self-control to, you know, not worry so much about earthly desires and earthly things and stuff of the body, but to give things up so that I can do the Lord's work. I didn't pray to just lose a couple pounds. I prayed that God will show me what I can do for Him, you know, and I think that's the key, is having pure and proper intention and showing God that you want to live for Him. And that's what is the best part. And that's what's driving me to want to continue. That's what makes me so happy. You know, I get super excited and super anxious at the same time to do this podcast, to record any videos. You know, and before I record any videos, I always pray that the Holy Spirit can guide my tongue, because my Aaron himself, my human way of thinking, can't properly convey the Word of God the way that the Spirit can. So I pray to the Spirit to guide my tongue. Because the same way the Holy Spirit is telling me to record these videos and giving me the subject matter and topics, I ask that the Holy Spirit give me the proper quote from Scripture that could really drive home the message. You know, and the Holy Spirit guides me and makes sure that I speak with love, with grace, and with wisdom, instead of just spewing information and saying it maybe more aggressively and, you know, coming off kind of like superior to others, because that's the last thing I ever want. You know, I have to treat everybody as Jesus treats the church, and to love them and to speak with kindness. And that is only through the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's a wonderful thing. And I want to kind of piggybacking off of fasting, read some of the quotes from Scripture I had on why it is important to me that we pray and fast. Because it says in Matthew 4, verse 1 through 11, I love when it says, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." And to me, that means, yes, we need food, and God provides us food so that we may live and grow. But We cannot live off of that bread, off of the physical food that God provides alone. We must also be fed on scripture. We must also be fed on communion and fellowship, you know. So sometimes for a proper breakthrough, you have to give up the physical bread and take in the bread that is the word of God. And for me, that really brought a lot of clarity and helped me to strengthen my relationship with God and to really push through my 4-day fast, realizing that let me give up the physical bread and let me for the next couple of days eat solely from the word, you know. And then in Matthew 6, verse 18, where it says, "So that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." And that was speaking on the fact that throughout my fast, I didn't look like I was fasting. I didn't try to tell everybody I was fasting so that they can be like, "Wow, you know, you're fasting from faith. You're, you know, doing more than the average person." And it's like, no. When you keep it between you and God, He will reward you because you're not doing it for the praise of man. You're doing it for the praise of Him, you know. So when Jesus said that no one can reach the Father but through Him, I start to understand and realize the importance of the Trinity. You know, when you accept Jesus into your life, you are granted the Holy Spirit, who then will guide you through your daily actions onto your proper path, which will lead you to be more Christ-like in nature and will lead you to have greater faith and trust in Christ, which then will open up the doorway to the Father. You know, so to me, that's so incredible because the Holy Spirit truly is that guiding force, that guiding light that will catch you when you're slipping, that will prevent you from backsliding, that will help you conquer your fears, your addictions, your earthly values. You know, you look to Christ as the example and as the Savior and as the person who redeemed us, and you get closer to Him through the Holy Spirit itself, which will allow you to really be the apostle that you are meant to be and to affect those around you and to properly spread the message of God with love, with wisdom, with care, with grace, that can only be properly understood because of the Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit enters you, He'll bring His gifts. And the gift that I am starting to understand that I believe the Spirit brought me is the ability to be on the forefront and to speak, you know, because not everybody is like a public speaker, you know, not everybody can go down like the preacher type of path. And I feel like with my background in music, with my background in being able to, you know, put my soul on display, without fear of judgment, I feel like now with the Spirit behind me, He has shown me just in the fact that within 1 week I went up, you know, 1,000+ subscribers. He's shown me that my voice truly is powerful, but only when I am speaking of God and for God. You know, when I was speaking mainly on earthly things and making music mainly around earthly things, I was not successful and did not bear as many fruit because with such a powerful voice, God is preventing me from leading people down a destructive path. So where I would feel like things weren't working out for me and it would upset me, I now have the discernment and the wisdom to understand that I lacked the Spirit at that time. So to protect me and to protect all the people that I potentially could have affected, of course I wasn't successful because God was not in the equation fully, you know. So the Spirit is blessing me with the ability to even be driven to hit record and start a podcast, to even be driven to, on a 15-minute break at work, record a video and put my faith on display, and then to reply to every single comment and, you know, speak to people that I don't even know, you know. So that to me is just truly a testament to the power of the Holy Spirit and its guiding light and its guiding force. And I'm starting off these podcasts pretty short because, you know, I don't want to do too much. And I want to like kind of get my foot in the door and kind of properly figure out, you know, the direction I want to go and how I want to do it. So I want to kind of end it off of that. But I just really want you guys to leave here today appreciating the power of the Holy Spirit and the Trinity, and knowing that it is so important to find that stillness and to be able to properly hear the Spirit so that He can guide you down the righteous path, so that you can become the person that God has intended for you to become, and so that the gifts that you were given can be properly utilized in your faith and for God and for His people. And on that note, you guys, as always, I hope that you pray for me the way I pray for you all. And I will see you on the next episode of the Doubt for Jesus podcast. Love you guys. Peace.